Who do you think invented forgiveness? Where does it come from? God invented forgiveness. So it's a divine reality. So what can God be like if he forgives, like invents forgiveness? Adam and Eve sinned. You shall die the death, which means be separated from me forever. He didn't do that. In fact, he promised restoration right there. I will put enmity between your seed and her seed, and you will lie in wait for his heel, and he will crush your head. And then he made garments for them. Puny little fig leaves they'd managed to scrape up. He sewed garments for them. So who is God that he's like that? He forgives. You are a God who forgives. How many times does that come in the Old Testament? It's kind of important because, you know, we all know this parable by now, and we know what the conclusion ought to be. But before we start applying it, which we certainly have to do, it just occurred to me when I was praying upstairs, who invented forgiveness? Where did the whole idea come from? God. And he was the first to forgive. And so the Lord tells this story. You've heard me on this story 100 times, but it's, you know, I must say, frankly, the translation is very disappointing. Excuse me, but it is. I mean, owed him a huge amount, $5,000. No, a huge amount, larger than the taxes that the Roman government got from Judea in a year. I mean, it's astronomical. There is no way. The Lord is telling a story, right? I mean, how anybody, any king would let somebody have that amount of money? I mean, it'd be half his kingdom, probably. What's the point? How much we are in debt to God. In Aramaic, our Lord's language, the word for sin, one of them is hov. And hov means debt. That's why so many of our Lord's parables circle around that. You remember when the woman there in Magdala was washing his feet, and he said, "Now, Simon, I have a proposition for you. I have a story for you. Two men owed money to a creditor. One owed $50, one owed $5,000, and he forgave them both. Now, how do you think, who loved him the more?" And the cautious theologian, "I would think the one, to, I mean, you would think, I mean, the $5,000. In other words, before we can get the picture, we have to get the forgiveness. How forgiven we are by God, who invented it. I mean, it's so, cultures that are far from God don't really get it. And yet, that invention is deep in the human heart. Some years ago, I was responsible down at the JP2 Center for Christian-Muslim dialogue. We had a wonderful group of men there, both Christian and Muslim, wonderful men. And so one time we took, you know, how do Muslims think about this? How do we think about, once we took forgiveness, and it was amazing what that should be for them. And these men quite loyally saying it, you know. But I did quite a bit of research at the time because I had to preside, and anyway, I had to know something about forgiveness. So I read a lot. There are some beautiful books out there that are totally secular. But because we are in the image of God, there's a drive in us to forgiveness. One story I remember so vividly. Well, you know, when Mandela took over in South Africa. Now, Mandela had been in a concentration camp. And for fun, sometimes the guards would dig a big hole in the sand and put him in there so nothing was showing but his head. Then they would urinate in his face. So when he was saying forgiveness, it wasn't an abstraction. The police were brutal to all the black people. Every policeman who was willing to acknowledge that he had done wrong and ask forgiveness could keep his job. You see what God invented this. It's in our, you know, and we're the image of God. And yet we twist it. The story I was going to tell you, oh gosh, I'll talk fast. This American had been on the forced march in the Philippines when the Japanese conquered the Philippines. And he'd been tortured a lot. And there was a fellow who was the interpreter. He knew English, he knew Japanese, and so a Japanese fellow. And so he was there, you know, helping the torturers, trying to get information out of this guy. Well, the war ended. Years later, 40 maybe, years later, neither of these two were Christians. The American fellow said, I've got to find that man and forgive him. So he went back over to Japan, started making investigation, and found him. They're both like, you know, 80 by this time at least. And he sat down and he said, I just have come to tell you that I forgive you. The other man was so moved. Huh? The other man didn't say, look, I'm a Buddhist, I'm not into that stuff. No, because deeper in us, we're the image of God. Now, it's a sad comment on how twisted sin has made us and the culture has made us. That is so hard to forgive. When God invented it, God does it all day. If we were in so much sin, nobody could even count it, and we were dying, and we said, oh God, please forgive me. You spend quite a lot of time in purgatory, I'm sure, but you're forgiven. And so, you see, it shows you the inroads sin have made in us. That we just have such a hard time doing what God does. Our emotions are so messed up. I always think of this example, then I know how to quit. It's in 1 Timothy where Paul says, I want hands, men to raise pure hands up and intercede for kings and governors. There's a likelihood, because I've forgotten the day, I think Nero was 54 to 58. Anyway, it was just about the time that Paul was writing this letter. So pray for Nero. Anyway, I think if we want to be like God, well, the way to start is forgiveness. And if we get that far, the Lord will love us. He'll say, that's my child.